Fewer than 400 North Atlantic right whales are alive today. They've been protected from whaling since the 1930s, but the species just isn't recovering. Their small numbers make them unique and interesting to study. I'm Palmira Boutillier, a freelance journalist and biologist. To learn more about North Atlantic right whales, I spoke with Professor Tim Fraser from St. Mary's University in Halifax. He uses genetics to understand why the whales are doing so poorly. Right whales may be 17 meters long, but that doesn't make them easy to find.
There's so few of them that trying to find them in areas that we don't already know about, you're literally looking for a needle in a haystack, right? You're looking for, you know, a handful of whales in the Atlantic Ocean, and, you know, they can get across the ocean in a couple days' swim.
One of the main things that affects the ability of a population to recover is how many babies are born. Fraser says it's easy to identify which whales are mothers because the calves are at their side for a year. But the question is, who's the whale's daddy?
It's just like what you do in a human forensic case where you have, or a paternity case, where you have genetic profile from mom, genetic profile from her offspring, and then you have potential males, and you compare those genetic profiles, and you can tell which male fathered the offspring. So it's the same thing with whales.
Once Fraser knows who the fathers are, he can build a family tree for all the North Atlantic right whales. This answers some other questions.
How old are males when they father their first offspring? You know, what is there a dominance hierarchy? You know, in 1 year, is one male particularly successful, and then does he kind of get dethroned after a couple of years? All of these are just basic biology that are, it's very hard to get this information for whales because they're so hard to study, and you can really only do that through these in-depth genetic analyses.
Fraser says the number of baby whales born is 3 times lower than it could be. Some females have never given birth. Part of the problem is low genetic diversity. In other words, they are all very similar, which can cause miscarriage.
And what's been shown in humans is that if that fetus is too genetically similar to mom, then there's a higher chance of abortion, spontaneous abortion.
This also happens with right whales. It's a case where opposites need to attract. In order to have a baby that survives, each whale needs to mate with a genetically diverse partner. But that's tough when there are only 400 whales. For the Radio Room, I'm Palmira Boutillier.